It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Mark Hodges of Plains Grains Incorporated. And Mark, we get to visit with you, it seems like, about once a year, and usually always around this time as wheat harvest is fully underway. I'll have you talk about your location, kind of where you're at, and then we'll get a bigger picture as far as our wheat harvest is concerned. What are things looking like down where you're at right now, Mark?
Well, harvest is actually winding down right now in Texas and Oklahoma. Once we got started, it moved pretty quickly. Probably not the type of quality crop we'd like to have, although it's probably going to be average, maybe a little below average on quality. But we had some late freeze in Oklahoma, especially Oklahoma, North Texas, as the crop was in the final stages of development. Of course, that's when it's the most vulnerable to freeze damage. And so we had some areas, some significant areas in southwest Oklahoma and North Texas that really harvested between 10 and 15 bushels to the acre. And what was harvested was a pretty low quality, just because it really stopped the development of the crop at that point, and lower test weights, very low quality crop in those areas. Now, once we got out of those areas again, North Texas, very southern Oklahoma, we got into some better yields, in some cases, some really good yields in the 80, 90 bushel range. And of course, most wheat producers don't fertilize for those kind of crops in Oklahoma. They're probably going to fertilize for a 50 bushel crop. And so we have what's commonly known, I guess, would be a protein dilution. So a lot of times, again, good yields, really good test weights, generally 63 to 65 pounds per bushel. But the protein wasn't where we'd like to see it. Ranging about 9% all the way up to 13%, depending on the location and the crop. But it was disappointing in the sense that we didn't get the quality we really would like to have had. But I guess it did help, obviously, those guys that had those larger yields. Maybe it made up for it.
Now, as harvest progresses and starts to move north, I know certain areas, depending on where you're at in Kansas and eastern Colorado, hit pretty hard this year. And maybe touch on that a little bit, and even just, like I said, harvest moving north, what you're seeing or hearing there.
Well, of course, they went through really a drought to be the first thing they really had to deal with that was a problem for the crop. They probably weren't expecting as good yields as they probably would have in the past, and probably a little below average. But then to add insult to injury, if you will, that late freeze or later freeze caused them a lot of damage as well. And then, of course, hot, dry, windy weather following that as the crop started into the later stages of development. I know that a lot of the leaves, and especially the flag leaf in some cases, they were starting to lose those, which really was the final nail in the coffin for some of those areas. Things haven't improved much. I know those areas of extreme southeast Colorado, extreme southwest Kansas, and this did extend into the Oklahoma Panhandle somewhat, where the harvest just wasn't what they would have liked to have had, extremely low yields, low test weights. As a matter of fact, I can tell you that in the westernmost county in the Oklahoma Panhandle, we have a statewide weather network, and that county was at one point at 171 days with less than a quarter of an inch of moisture. And so basically that crop didn't have any moisture on it whatsoever from the time it was planted.
All right. Anything additionally, Mark, as we continue to work through wheat harvest 2020?
Well, I know as you progress northwestward, in that area I just mentioned, you know, from southwest Kansas, western Kansas, eastern Colorado, up into the Nebraska Panhandle. Things are serious there as well. I know the southwestern part of Nebraska up into the southern part of the Panhandles, Panhandle of Nebraska is suffering climatically, and it's challenging at this point. It might improve somewhat as you go into the northern Panhandle of Nebraska, and then improves as you go into South Dakota, and maybe move back to the east. But I know there's challenges out there for producers, and again, we'll just have to see what the final numbers are. I know that those areas of western Nebraska are probably still 2 to 3 weeks away from starting harvest. And of course, the more stressed they are, it may get a little closer than that. But I know it's a challenge for them. Hopefully there's some protein in what is there, what's left, and they can help make some of the bills get paid with protein that's in the crop that they can deliver.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. Mark Hodges is Executive Director of Plains Grains Incorporated with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.